Introduction. Private label content comes in many different forms. You can find everything from e-books, reports and articles, to complete business-in-a-box packages that include sales pages, lead magnets and even back-end products. The problem isn't in finding PLR. The trouble is in knowing exactly how to make money with it so you can maximize your profits. We've personally used private label content in many different ways over the years, and if done correctly, PLR can ultimately maximize your income with very little time and effort on your part. But before we begin, it's important to understand that not all private label content is created equal. The key to making money with PLR is to choose the best quality content possible. You then make simple tweaks and modifications to the content, and in the end, you end up with a polished, market-ready package that your customers will gladly pay for. Private label content is one of the easiest ways to generate more content, which equates to more money. After all, the more content you can put out there, the easier it gets to attract leads, subscribers and customers. Content powers everything from marketing campaigns, membership sites, to back-end systems. Whether you're a blogger, affiliate marketer or a developer, you need fresh, targeted content that speaks to your audience and furthers your brand. The problem is, creating content for your business can be incredibly time-consuming. Sure, you could outsource it to professional freelance writers, but if you're on a limited budget, that isn't always an option. Private label content is an easy, cost-effective way to get this done. PLR allows you to take someone else's creation and brand it entirely as your own. Better yet, you can often price it however you wish, use the content in many different ways, including membership sites, blogs and back-end systems. It's not only one of the easiest ways to maximize your income, but it's also one of the fastest ways to kickstart a new business, marketing campaign, or to test out the waters in an unfamiliar niche. In this special report, you'll learn all about buying PLR content from qualified content specialists, and then selling that content at a much higher cost, while continuously extending your sales funnel so that you're able to quickly maximize your income and set yourself up for long-term success. Let's begin understanding license terms. When you purchase private label content, it's very important that you completely understand the terms of your license. Even though PLR should always come with the option to edit the content and add your name and brand to the material, when it comes to distribution, there are sometimes restrictions in place. Understanding exactly what your license allows you to do before you even begin to use the content is extremely important. You never want to risk any potential legal issues by utilizing PLR content in a way that goes against the developer's terms and licensing restrictions. Some of the things you want to pay close attention to when purchasing private label content include: whether you can edit the content. PLR should always give you the option to customize the content, add your name, website URL and other branding information. If you purchase content that doesn't allow modifications, it's usually called resale rights licensing, or master resale rights. Still, it's important to be sure, even if they provide you with the DOC/source file. Claim authorship. Private label usually permits that the buyer to claim authorship, meaning that you can put your name on the content as though you were the original creator. Most other license types, such as RR, resale rights, or MRR, master resale rights, do not. How the content can be used. Never assume that PLR content can be distributed, sold and used in every way imaginable. Always check your license for information on any distribution restrictions, such as not being permitted to publish on Amazon or other marketplaces, as well as any pricing restrictions. Price restrictions. You may also want to pay attention to whether the seller has set a minimum price. Some sellers request that you do not sell the material below a set minimum to preserve the quality of the content. While this can't typically be enforced legally, it's always best if you follow the seller's wishes. If you don't like their license terms, find another PLR seller. And speaking of licensing, whenever you purchase PLR, you should always be provided with a detailed, comprehensive license that leaves nothing to guesswork. If you can't find a license in your package, reach out to the developer and ask for a copy. Just the same, if you are ever confused or unsure about the terms of your license, take a minute to contact the developer before you begin to use the content. Not all private label content offers the same licensing options, so it's always important to confirm with the developer prior to using the material. For example, there are many different forms of licensing, including personal, non-transferable, private label. With this license, you're typically allowed to sell the content under your own brand, but you are not permitted to pass on those rights to anyone else. Transferable private label. These licenses often allow you to pass on private label rights to your customers. Unrestricted private label. This type of PLR license is the most flexible, often allowing you to do whatever you want with the content. In addition, certain PLR developers will allow you to even give PLR away, provided within a membership site and not offered publicly, while other developers don't allow the content to be given away, requiring that it be sold. The value of PLR. Now that you better understand the difference licenses often attached to private label content, I want to take a closer look at the kind of private label content that will make you the most money, as well as PLR that is best to avoid. To start, you should never buy private label content that comes with an unrestricted license. An unrestricted PLR license means that you can do virtually anything you want to do with the content. You could give it away, sell it, share PLR rights with your customers, and distribute it openly and freely. It's easy to see what the problem is with this kind of license, right? There's no value in it. You won't be able to convince people to purchase this kind of content from you, if they're able to find it on hundreds of other websites for free. There's no quality control in place. And that means it's not going to help you further brand awareness, or even be content that you'll want to attach your name to. So, avoid unrestricted PLR whenever possible. There are far better licensing options available. On the flip side, the highest quality private label will only offer a limited number of PLR licenses. This means that you'll be one of only a handful of buyers to ever have a license to use this content. You won't deal with an overload of competition, or worry about your ability to sell the content because it won't be found freely online, or distributed by thousands of other sellers. If you can find a high-quality PLR developer offering fewer than 100 licenses, grab a copy. This will be the absolute best license you can find, and it'll be much easier to sell the content and rebrand it as your own. You also want to make sure that the PLR you purchase cannot be given away. It should always have to be sold. The only exception to this is when purchasing a lead magnet PLR package. Lead magnet PLR packages typically include a front-end report that people can use as an incentive to convert visitors into subscribers. While you still want to make sure that there are only a limited number of licenses being offered so that there isn't a high number of copies in circulation, these PLR packages can be an easy way to set up lead pages quickly and easily. For example, https://promotelabs.com/alpreseller/ gives you the opportunity to make money reselling access to fresh new lead magnets every single month. People absolutely love these packages because they come with private label rights, allowing them to modify the content and use it to convert visitors into subscribers. You could easily make money by becoming a reseller of a website like this, and better yet, you don't have to spend time creating a membership site of your own because you simply direct your customers to your own sign-up links. They pay you directly, and then they are automatically redirected to the lead magnet download center. Regardless of how you decide to monetize private label content, when it comes to your licensing rights, you want to purchase PLR content that allows you to sell it, with personal rights only, non-transferable. With these licensing rights, you will be able to sell personal rights to the completed product, but will not be able to sell the content with private label rights to others. This is exactly what you want because you are not interested in giving your customers the right to pass on the material to other people, but instead, they are purchasing a copy of a finished product for personal use only. This helps to retain the value of the product and puts you in better control over distribution, while minimizing the amount of competition. Modify it. Most private label content allows you to modify and edit the content however you wish, including using portions of the content to create additional information products. In the next chapter, we'll talk more about how you can create high-quality compilations from PLR that you can sell for even more money. Choose your own price point. Many private label developers set a fixed price on what they believe their PLR product should be sold for. This is to protect the integrity of the product and to ensure that it retains its value. You want to make sure you are given flexible rights with your PLR license so that you can set your own price on your product, not being restricted to specific price limits. Sell it as your own, under your name. Try not to get confused between master resale rights and private label rights. With master resale rights, known as MRR, you are rarely permitted to change the content at all, and are not able to sell it under your own name. In fact, the primary purpose of MMR content is to provide you with a completed product to sell, without having to do any modifications or improvements to the product. However, the downside to using master resale rights material is that you are promoting someone else's brand. Since you can't change the content, or add your name into the material, unless it's sold as rebrandable content, you will be potentially funneling your customers to the developer. Think of this way: with private label content, you are protecting your source of content from prying eyes and competitors who want to know where you get your material from. With master resale rights, your source is visible, and while you can sell the product, keeping 100% of the profits, you will find it very difficult to build your own brand. Making money with PLR. When purchasing PLR, you should always have a plan in place for every package you purchase. One of the biggest mistakes that both new and seasoned marketers make when buying PLR is in overstocking. What happens is that you end up buying too much PLR at once without any real idea as to how you'll use or monetize it, and in the end, then, you end up with a hard drive full of content that you'll never use. Or, by the time you end up formulating a plan for the content, it's outdated and no longer in demand. So, start off with a simple plan of action with a clear idea in mind for every PLR package you purchase. If you buy an ebook product, consider adding it in as a bonus item to enhance the value of another product. Or if you purchase a series of PLR reports, consider forming a compilation that offers a full-scale tutorial program. One easy way to make money with PLR is with compilations. Here's how to do it. Gather up all the PLR content that you have on specific topics, making sure that you follow a theme. The idea to create a complete collection of products within one niche. Compilations should contain a variety of PLR products that form a collective training program, so make sure that when you begin selecting products for your collection, that each one serves as a module that covers a specific area, and that together, you're able to deliver a complete training program. For example, if you are interested in creating a compilation for the weight loss market, you could include a few reports on weight loss tips, and perhaps an ebook on dieting, healthy eating, and even PLR workout videos. Another example could be with M products. You could easily create a full-featured social marketing course that includes information on how to successfully advertise your business within the different social media channels just by combining a series of PLR guides on things like Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest. Start thinking about your first compilation. What niche market are you interested in? What kind of content would you like to put together from PLR offers that would form a fully loaded training product? Then, start looking online for high-quality private label developers who offer content on those topics. Rebrand it as your own with fresh graphics, polished formatting, and create a full-scale, comprehensive package. Create irresistible bonuses. Bonus items increase the perceived value of products and launches, which is why you've likely noticed that most of the large-scale product launches offer a bundle of them. Affiliates also use bonuses to entice potential customers into purchasing through their affiliate link instead of someone else's. This is just one simple way that you can use PLR content to maximize your income. Consider purchasing PLR that forms an auxiliary component to a major product launch's overall theme or topic, and then offer it to customers who purchase from you. For example, if you plan to promote a product launch on blogging, you could purchase a variety of PLR material ranging from WordPress themes to preloaded blog posts and offer it as a value-enhanced bonus for anyone who purchases through your link. Bonus offers should always tie in directly with what's being offered and offer clear value. In fact, your bonus offer should always include a value price associated with it, so that potential customers know exactly what the bonus is worth, and how much money they can save by purchasing through your affiliate link. You can easily set up bonus offers by creating an account at https://commissiongorilla.com/v2/. Commission Gorilla gives you access to a full library of bonus products to choose from so that you can quickly create and save an unlimited number of bonuses. That way, they're always ready for you to use when you need them. Check it out. Create high-ticket info products. Believe it or not, you can also use private label content as the core foundation for your products. While you will want to tweak and enhance the products so that they suit your own style and represent your brand, there is no reason why you can't use PLR as the foundation in which to develop a series of high-end information products. The objective is to be very particular with the type of PLR you purchase. Focus on credible PLR developers who offer ongoing support, and who hire only seasoned freelancers who can create polished, relevant and actionable content. The higher the quality of the content, the less work will be involved in tweaking or improving it. So keep this in mind when choosing your private label content. And again, only purchase private label content from developers who sell only a limited number of licenses. That way, you will be one of only a few who has access to this content. Quite often, you should expect to pay more for quality. This means that if you see PLR being sold for $5, chances are, the content is of poor quality, or a low value because the developer will need to sell a lot of licenses to make up for the low cost. So, keep that in mind when looking for private label content. Focus on only the quality of the content, and don't worry about anything else. You should always repackage PLR by hiring a designer to create new graphics that match your brand rather than use the graphics that come with the content, and are likely used by other marketers. So, pay close attention to the content and don't worry about the wrapping. If the quality of the content is solid, grab a license, touch up the content, format it, add your graphics and sell it. List building with PLR. Private label content is also extremely valuable at warming up buyers, pre-selling, as well as building and monetizing a mailing list. In email marketing, one of the most important components is in providing regular updates and value to subscribers. It's also one of the only ways to retain subscribers as well as build valuable relationships with those on your list. So, use private label content to power up your mailing lists. You can do this by breaking apart article content, or publishing PLR content as blog posts and then notifying your lists of your recent update and directing them to your website. You can also use PLR reports and ebooks as incentive offers on your squeeze pages, to entice visitors into becoming subscribers. Further, you can use PLR to provide regular, weekly follow-up emails that contain pre-written autoresponder messages, enabling you to put your email marketing on complete autopilot. If you have PLR content that details a step-by-step process, or a series of related tips, then you can easily turn this content into a multi-part e-course. If you have enough of this content, you can even create an email series that runs completely on autopilot for 3 months, 6 months, a year or even more. And don't forget, video content works great for this too. Just send your subscribers a video link along with the email messages and drive traffic back to your site. You need to give your prospective subscribers a good reason to join your mailing list. One way to do that is by offering a freebie that stands out from the rest. While most marketers are happy to offer free reports or ebooks, you can pull in more leads with great video content that potential subscribers place a much higher value on. If you're looking for high-quality PLR list building content that you can rebrand as your own and start using to build and power your mailing lists, you'll want to take a look at https://promotelabs.com/offer/ledpack/offer/ where you can pick up 6 done-for-you lead magnets, complete with private label rights, build membership websites. Another incredibly powerful way of making money with private label content is with membership websites. Continuity websites are extremely profitable because rather than acquiring a customer once, you develop a community where subscribers pay for access every single month. You can put this strategy to the test in a few different ways, including by creating a PLR membership site that simply features new PLR and RR products every week. So, you essentially position yourself as a PLR distributor. All you have to do is join a PLR membership site that allows you to resell the content. Then, add that material to your own membership site and charge anywhere between $10 to $30 a month. An example of a membership website that offers high-quality PLR content that you could use in your own continuity program is http://www.surefirewealth.com. Surefire Wealth has been around for quite a few years, and it continues to remain a key source for quality content and releases. The greatest thing about Surefire Wealth is that you can also access a complete library of training material and guides for free just by visiting their website. If you want unrestricted access to their complete inventory of training material as well as loads of high-quality private label content, you can join as a paid member. And as we've mentioned before, you can create your own unique content packages based on PLR compilations. Every month, you can use PLR to keep your site updated. Then, create your own membership training center and offer the content every month to your members. If you aren't sure how to set up a membership site, look at http://www.productdino.com. Product Dino is one of the easiest ways to build a continuity website without having to install code or mess around with scripts and complicated configurations. Regardless of your niche, your membership site should always have a theme. So, if you're interested in a niche like weight loss, all the information, tools and resources in your membership site should be centered about that particular topic. If you want to branch out, create additional membership sites that can form a profitable network. PLR can power up as many membership sites as you care to build. Final words. Here are a few other ways to start making money with private label content. Create a paid product with PLR content. You can set aside your best PLR content and use it to create paid products, such as fixed-term memberships, physical product/home study courses, paid webinars and more. Tip: for best results, compile multiple sources of PLR to create your own unique, killer product. Utilize PLR content to create a viral report. Do you have PLR content that seems particularly useful, engaging, entertaining or even better, controversial? Then use it to create a viral report that you distribute widely across your niche to bring in more traffic to your site. Turn text PLR content into a video. Don't limit yourself to keeping your PLR content in its original text format. One way to expand its use is to turn text content into video content. Then, upload to websites like Vimeo.com and YouTube.com and drive in fresh, targeted traffic. Compile PLR content to create a Vault membership site. Do you have a lot of PLR content all in one niche? Then use it to create a Vault-style membership site that's chock full of videos, niche articles, reports and ebooks. Charge a one-time fee for entry and offer membership into your sales funnels as a limited-time offer. Or create a free membership website in order to generate leads and build a customer list. Publish PLR content on your blog. If you don't have any PLR articles, no worries, you can extract PLR from reports and ebooks to instantly create quick blog posts. Compile content from several sources to create a full-featured blog post that is share-worthy. Create a podcast out of PLR content. Instead of posting regular text articles on your blog or Facebook wall, You can take the audio from videos to create a podcast. Best of all, you can then submit this podcast to podcast directories and connect with new prospects and customers. I've given you many different ideas as to how you can begin to use private label content to build your business and maximize your income. Your next step should be to acquire the highest quality content possible, and to develop a plan of action for every package you purchase. To your success.